To the editor. So when it comes to trading, Canada is nasty, is what Trump has said. That is his logic for why we should become an American state instead. How would we be treated if we became citizens to our country to the south? Ruled by a two-time impeached rapist and a certified loudmouth? A country that has re-elected this political clown? Would we be considered immigrants and have to take the first bus out of town? This man has maintained his followers that have put him where he is today. They continue to support him no matter what he has to say. 25% tariffs on Canada is his latest threat. Our leaders are concerned and their strategy has been set. They have made plans to put into action should this come true. Trump is so unpredictable, who knows what else he'll do. They are trying to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Doug Ford is taking advantage of it and trying to save the day. Trash-talking Trump and appearing on American news. He must be soaking it all up and enjoying the reviews. He is concerned for our welfare and taking up the cause. Hold on, this is Doug Ford. It's time to stop and pause. Suddenly he's our crusader and concerned with our plight. I don't think it's just me, but all of this doesn't seem right. I think all of the accolades he's receiving have gone to his head. He's using all this great publicity to better himself instead. Suddenly he's portrayed as a hero and aiding his fellow man, intending to take advantage of it the best he can. 15 months early, but an election has been called. February 27th is the proposed date. Will we still be enthralled? Strike while the iron is hot and he could rule for 5 more years. I don't believe he is our salvation as it would appear. The timing for all of this is so insane. How can he contribute when he is running his campaign? Like Trump, Ford is corrupt and the power is gone to his head. They both now wear oversized caps. Doug's is blue while Donnie's is red. Chris Reynolds, North Bay.